Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The text for the Nativity of our Lord comes from our Gospel reading of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness is not overcome it. Thus far the text. The sinner has turned the Christmas season into something hollow and vapid and devoid of any real sense of importance or meaning. And I know we wish that weren't the case, but let's be honest, it kind of is. And don't get me wrong, I'm not going to turn this sermon into a tongue-lashing on consumerism or covetousness. That could be a sermon for a different day, but it probably won't. I guess my point is that we've made this season, this entire month of December, in fact, into a giant celebration, but a celebration of what? It always seems to let us down when it's all said and done, doesn't it? We always seem to have certain expectations of what December 25th is going to look like and what it's going to feel like, and hardly ever does it really ever meet the expectations, let alone exceed them. And so at the end of it all, somewhere in between December 26th and the day the ball drops, a huge crash is bound to come, and most of us are going to have to fight our way out of a pool of depression. Christmas is turned inward. What would Christmas be without the tree and the lights and all of the presents? I fear that it would just be another day. And so when the big day doesn't deliver like we had hoped, when the last present is unwrapped and the long-awaited-for gift is nowhere to be found, when the family get-together is filled with tiptoeing around landmines, making sure that the wrong topics aren't brought up and only the right words are said, Christmas can just seem difficult. But hey, maybe the day will go exactly as planned. Maybe the long-awaited-for gift will be there, and the ham and the mashed potatoes will turn out just fine, and the house is filled with laughter and joy. But is that what makes Christmas a success? Christmas 2021 was supposed to be so much better than Christmas 2020. Isn't that what we were all hoping for? But all of us have seen the news. All of us have seen and have that fear what Omicron might bring to this world, to us, to our own little families. And if it isn't Omicron that screws everything up once again, maybe we fear that it's going to be Pi or Sigma or Omega. And I don't know what we're supposed to do once Omega comes. But never mind the virus. What about all the other things in this world that threaten to destroy and corrupt and tear down? War and poverty and tyranny and power games and loneliness and depression and anxiety and fear. This fallen down world has no lack of things that hurt and harm us and break and kill. Or let's make this a little bit more personal. When sin becomes individual and makes a real life mess right in the middle of your real life, when death comes and memories of long lost loved ones are the only thing that you have left, can any of these things make or break Christmas? And if they can, then what does that say about Christmas? And I suppose we try and guard ourselves from all of these things in one way or another. Parents, they insist on teaching their kids, rightly so, that Christmas isn't about getting, but it's about giving. And the gifts that are given are just as important as the ones that we receive. That's what we say. And so we make sure that the children say thank you, and we make certain that they think of others first. And maybe we do those exact same things too. Maybe we go out of our way to pick up a gift card for someone who's in need or spend the day at a soup kitchen. And maybe we go out of our way to help our neighbor, send them a care package, or invite the widow over for Christmas dinner. And I'm not saying that those things are bad. They aren't. They're all good. They're all really good. It's good to serve your neighbor and show him that you love him, not just in word, but in deed too. And it's good to look outward and not always inward all the time. But why are all of these things so very prevalent only during Christmas time? Is this what makes Christmas? And if so, what does that say about the rest of the year? And I don't mean to be a Grinch this Christmas day, to steal away all of the joy that we may have down here in Whoville. I guess what I'm asking is, what makes Christmas? Is it about making the day perfect? Is it only about making memories that we can look back on with happy tears? What about when the day isn't so perfect and the memories that we have aren't quite so joyful? Or maybe it's about putting a little good out there into the world. Hopefully, collectively, we can then make this world into a better place. But if Christmas is just about buying the world a Coke, what happens when we run out of Coke? I fear that our hope is that Christmas will always turn out to be like one of those Hallmark movies where everyone's happy in the end and everything works out just fine, but that's not real life. That's not how life works, is it? Everything isn't always perfect. Usually it's far from it. And so if Christmas is a failure, did we screw everything up again this year? And maybe we'll just have to give it another shot next. Or maybe this year does turn out great. Does that diminish all the other ones that didn't meet expectations? I'm afraid we might fall into that sinful trap of trying to make Christmas what it is. Us trying to make Christmas what it is. When actually nothing that we can do can make Christmas any greater or any worse than what it actually is. If we hearken back to last night, to Luke's gospel reading, we can paint a real picture of what the very first Christmas actually must have been like, the way that it came. And I think then we come away with something quite different than the scenes that we find on all of those Christmas cards that we lay around the house. For the very first Christmas was a messy and imperfect one. It was one filled with less than ideal circumstances. It was draped in the fallenness of this broken down world, and it was weak, and it was lowly. It was filled with cattle stalls and smelly shepherds. And yes, I do know there were angels there, but they didn't last forever, and they only told us to go look for something that we would have never looked for on our own. In the scene of that first Christmas, it should give us more than a glimpse of the purpose of that first Christmas, the purpose of every Christmas, the reason and purpose for Christmas at all, because God doesn't come into this world just to make another holiday. God doesn't come into the flesh and into this world only once we've cleaned up all the mess and have prepared ourselves for his coming by making everything nice and perfect and pristine. God comes into this world as it is, broken and fallen, beaten down, sinful and deadly and corrupted to its core. God comes to a defeated little world for the simple fact that it's defeated. God comes to sinful man for the simple fact that we're sinful. God comes in the flesh, in the person of Jesus, because you and I are soiled in sin. We're dead men walking, chained to the demons that want to drag us to hell. Why is it that on this day in which we celebrate God coming into our flesh to be our Savior, are we so caught up with making it look like we don't need saving? I'm not saying that trees and presents aren't good. They are. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be with family and friends and make merry. You should. I'm not saying that you shouldn't look outside of yourself and take this season to focus on the needs of others. You should. You always should do that. What I'm saying is, if you want to know what love looks like, if you want to know what Christmas actually is, if you want to know who God is for you, then this day, especially this day, we should remember that we don't make Christmas what it is. Christmas is what it is, despite what bells and bows we may put on it. God has come into this world in the flesh to be our Savior because of the very fact that this world is messed up and it's a wretched place. And God has come into this world in the flesh to be our Savior because of the fact that, yes, COVID has threatened to ruin everything over the last 2 years and probably for a few more years to come. Because of the fact that wars pop up and people lose jobs and little kids get cancer and spouses get Alzheimer's and bills can't get paid and the future sometimes looks uncertain. God has come into this world in the flesh to be our Savior because I'm going to continue sinning against you and you're going to continue sinning against me and we're going to continue sinning against each other. And God has come into this world in the flesh to be our Savior because you're spending Christmas alone this year. Or the mashed potatoes didn't turn out like you wanted to. They're too lumpy. Or the family meal ended up in a huge fight and now no one's speaking to each other. God has come into this world in the flesh to be our Savior because you've lost your loved ones and death is creeping up on you. God has come into this world in the flesh to be our Savior because this world and everyone in it needs saving. Maybe, just maybe, December 25th, 2021 is going to be perfect. Maybe it'll just be average and you'll forget all about it by the new year. Maybe it will be one of those days that you remember for all of the wrong reasons. But none of that makes Christmas. The child whose birth we celebrate today makes Christmas. The Christ child who walked his way all the way to the cross makes Christmas. Forgiveness of sins, that's what makes Christmas. The resurrection of the dead, that makes Christmas. Satan's head crushed by the human fleshy feet of God, that makes Christmas. Jesus, for you, that makes Christmas. In the name of Jesus,